Brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters, we have heard in Gospel that we just read one of the best known stories about the storm. That storm happened all of a sudden. It was most unexpected. And all who were on board the vessel were scared, but the Son of God, Jesus, was with them on that vessel, and his presence made everything different. We want to learn several lessons from this biblical text. Matthew said, Jesus got into the boat, followed by his disciples. Disciples follow Jesus wherever he goes. And then, let's see what happened to those people who followed Jesus. When the storm broke, all of a sudden, waves were so high that they were breaking right over the boat. It was such a big storm, and it happened when they followed Jesus. They were obedient to Jesus. However, that rough storm, dangerous for their lives, hit them. Great lesson for all of us. We shouldn't think that just because we follow Jesus, we may expect to be saved from storms in our lifetime. Storms in life may come also when we faithfully follow Jesus. We know Jesus could make it that storm doesn't happen if he thought that it was right. But he was guiding them directly into the midst of the storm. It is written that Saint Teresa of Avila, once when cleaning the chapel, slipped and fell. She hurt her elbow badly. And she thought, looked toward the tabernacle and said to Jesus, "Why do you allow this?" And within herself she heard the voice, "This is how I treat my friends." And Saint Teresa answered back, "Now I understand why you have only few of them." We think that our journey should be comfortable simply because we are traveling with Jesus, but he knows that we, as his followers and disciples, need to learn sometimes as well to find ourselves in the midst of the storm, and all that just to learn certain truths about him, experiencing them. He knows the right time for us when to find ourselves in the storm, and he knows what we should do during that storm in order to grow in our trust in him, just as the Apostle James teaches us in his epistle. Consider it complete joy, dear brothers, when you find yourselves in the midst of trials, because when you are tested in your faith, you will learn to persevere, and may this perseverance bear fruit of perfect end, and be perfect and without vice. Consider it joy, my brothers, when you find yourself in the midst of a trial, is how James writes to all of us. We should expect to have storms in our life as well when we follow Jesus. They come in our life for a good reason, so that we may learn something new about Jesus' love for us and his power. Saint Matthew continues, but Jesus was asleep. What an image. What a great sense of humor, we might say, our God has. How can Jesus be asleep in such a moment when his friends are scared in the midst of the storm, facing death? We might think that Jesus was maybe tired and was asleep. But disciples were panicking, as often we do. Jesus was perfectly calm in the midst of the storm, because the storm is always under his control. He was in the will of the Father. And he knew very well that regardless of what was happening around him, he didn't need to be scared. That's why he was asleep in the midst of the storm. As long as he was on board the vessel with them, disciples didn't need to worry. When you and I find ourselves in the midst of the storm, it may seem that our Lord is asleep, but we may be certain that he is not asleep. If it seems that he is asleep, that means that he wants to test our faith in him. Just as Psalm 121 says, he is not asleep, he watches over Israel. When we find ourselves in the midst of the storm, let us remember Jesus is with us in the midst of that storm. And his apparent silence is there only because he wants to see whether you are going to trust him, whether you will have confidence in him. Jesus, who experiences perfect peace in the midst of the storm, is there with us in all the storms of our life. And he offers us his perfect peace, if only we accept him. Saint Teresa of Avila used to say in an ironic way, especially if her sisters were lamenting over little things, Saint Teresa would say, if you make problem over little crosses, you will constantly live being on the cross, being crucified. The storms will come, but Jesus is with us in the midst of them. Disciples did then the best they could. They cried, awakening Jesus. Matthew writes, so they went to him and woke him, saying, save us, Lord, we are going down. This prayer, this is the prayer that goes to the very essence. If we analyze these words, Lord, the word Lord, first of all, they are recognizing and acknowledging Jesus' authority and power. That's why they are calling him Lord. They are confessing his divinity. In the second word, save us, we see that the disciples knew very well what they needed. They needed him to be saved. They placed their needs before him. And in the third part of the sentence, we are going down. They are stating their situation. They are correctly realizing that they are helpless unless God does what they pray for. And if he didn't help them, they would be lost. This is a great prayer for us sinners. Lord, save me. We are going down. We cannot be saved unless we recognize our needs, unless we cry to the Lord and ask him to save us. There is a prayer that is prayed in the storm of life, to cry to Jesus. As if we have to wake him up with our prayers, but what he wants from us is our heart, our surrender. When he has our hearts in the form of prayer in the midst of affliction, he answers just as it is said in the Psalm 50, call on me the day of anxiety, I will set you free and you will praise me. Call on me in the day of need and I will set you free. You will praise me. Brothers and sisters, when we are anxious, what is our reaction? Who do we turn to? How do we deal with our moments of anxiety? Matthew goes on telling us how Jesus woke up when disciples cried. But before he rebuked the winds and the waves, he rebuked his disciples, telling them, why are you so frightened, you men of little faith? See what Jesus did in their situation. He's telling them that they are frightened. He's still calling them people of little faith. Their real problem was not a storm, but they were lacking faith in Jesus. That was their problem. They didn't understand completely who he was. He's telling them that they had no reason whatsoever to be frightened. In order not to misunderstand the difficulties and trials in our life that are real and sometimes even horrific, we need to be reminded that God allows storms in our lives in order to see us strengthening our faith, surrender and trust in him. He already showed us what he can do. And storms make us go back to God and have more faith in him and trust more. Disciples already saw the power of Jesus. And still there is so much more ahead of them to be seen. And the same is with faith. We should have more trust in Jesus. Lord knows our storms, but before he calms our storms, he wants to rebuke the shortage of our faith in him. In the letter to Philippians, in the 4th chapter, St. Paul writes, "Do not worry with anxiety about anything, but present your needs before God in prayer and all in thanksgiving, and the peace of God that surpasses all reason will preserve your heart and your thoughts in Jesus." Do not worry with anxiety about anything. Just present it before God. And this text goes on. Evangelist says that Jesus rebuked the winds and the sea, and all was calm again. The word of Jesus in 1 second calmed the horrific storm.
Jesus каже на краю ovog.
At the end of the Gospel according to Matthew, Jesus says, "All power is given to me, heavenly and earthly. He has all the power in heaven and on earth."
On je ovo dokazao u ovom.
And in this storm, he proved all that and showed he can do the same for all of us in all our storms that we experience in our life. Storm is always under the control of Jesus. And if he commands, he can turn a storm into a deep calm. Sea and wind obey him, your situation and mine. You can imagine what it was like on the vessel after the storm was calm. People wondered, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the sea obey him. Their question was, what kind of man he is? Where is that coming from? And answer to that question is, he is not just a man. He is God who commands sea and waves, and they submit to him. If he commands sea and waves, he can command everything else that can happen in our lives. In the midst of the storm, what he is calling us to do is to have trust in him and have faith. And he,
the reakcija učenika prema njemu, a to je ovo,
leads us to the reaction of disciples. Disciples admired Jesus because of what happened.
Tamo i druga evanđelja nalazimo da je ovo još naglašeno.
In other gospels, for example, according to Mark, this is even more underlined. He said that how afraid disciples were, but when they realized who was with them in the midst of the storm, their fear was replaced with admiration. In the midst of the storms of our life, Jesus carries us in his arms on the other shore. In the storms that we go through, we realize who Jesus is. When we go through storms with Jesus, and if with that we are thought, we shall find ourselves on the other side, on the other shore, and we should praise God in thanksgiving. Life trials are there, but their purpose is only to make us grow, so that we may praise God, so that he may be glorified, so that we may be grateful to him. This, brothers and sisters, is a great lesson for us, always with our crosses, problems, difficulties, trials, to come to Jesus with faith and give them to Him, so that we too may experience the change. Let us walk with Jesus, especially these days. Every moment is a grace. Let's have a faith. Faith that Jesus will intervene with miracle in a miraculous way, so that everybody else will be able to see how much we are loved, how strong we are in God, in faith, if we remain faithful to Him. Let us be strong and courageous. This word of gospel is calling us to boldness, to a strong faith. Let us always bring our problems to Jesus, believing that Jesus is bigger than our problems. He is bigger than all our problems, so be it.